You are going to listen to an interview with a student who is fascinated with Lego. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
And here in America, one 23-year-old has landed himself a dream job using some highly technical skills. Andrew Johnson is one of only 4 people in the United States who can officially call himself a Lego Master Model Builder. He's the newest and the youngest to earn that title. From WBEZ in Chicago, Susie Ahn reports.
Legos are robots in disguise for Andrew Johnson. As in, a 4.5-foot replica of the Transformer Optimus Prime made only from those tiny bricks.
How long and how many bricks did that take?
Number of bricks was definitely in the tens of thousands. It took about 2 weeks on and off. The head itself, which was the most detailed, took me around 8 to 10 hours.
People kind of think of Legos or a master model builder. They might think of kids or someone who just spends too much time with Legos.
Well, I have a social life. I don't think that that's lacking in any way. I have a girlfriend, so I'm not just some loner that plays with Lego.
He's just a regular guy who happens to make a living playing with Legos. His office? The Legoland Discovery Center in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's part museum, part amusement park. Instead of filling out an employment application, Andrew submitted a stop animation video featuring a Lego catapult firing a boulder at a dragon. Johnson was chosen to battle other candidates in a 3-round build-off in front of an audience of kids and parents. There were complicated models like a life-size harp and French horn. Johnson impressed the judges during the Chicago-themed round with his recreation of the iconic Picasso sculpture that stands 50 feet tall in the city's Daily Plaza. Legoland operations manager Dave Specia says the competition was brutal.
It's a bit like Highlander. There can only be one.
Johnson didn't receive any formal training to get to this level. He played with his Legos like any other kid, and only reconnected with the bricks just a few years ago when he worked as a summer camp counselor. This spring, Johnson will graduate from DePaul University in Chicago with a degree in history and a minor in digital cinema.
The history and also the cinema aspects broadened my perspectives, and it's really good to have more than one viewpoint when working with Lego.
Johnson hopes to build on his background in digital cinema to introduce new programs, including stop-motion animation. That's an exciting prospect for his bosses, given the explosion in and popularity of stop-motion animation videos online. The YouTube videos feature Lego recreations of everything from OK Go music videos to scenes from Star Wars.
I'm going to be able to go out on the floor every day and see myself in every child that's out there. So they're going to be a constant reminder of why I'm here and how I got here, especially. So I don't think I'm ever going to lose that passion.
Even now that his hobby has become a full-time job.
And here in America, one 23-year-old has landed himself a dream job using some highly technical skills. Andrew Johnson is one of only 4 people in the United States who can officially call himself a Lego Master Model Builder. He's the newest and the youngest to earn that title. From WBEZ in Chicago, Susie Ahn reports.
Legos are robots in disguise for Andrew Johnson. As in, a 4.5-foot replica of the Transformer Optimus Prime made only from those tiny bricks.
How long and how many bricks did that take?
Number of bricks was definitely in the tens of thousands. It took about 2 weeks on and off. The head itself, which was the most detailed, took me around 8 to 10 hours.
People kind of think of Legos or a master model builder. They might think of kids or someone who just spends too much time with Legos.
Well, I have a social life. I don't think that that's lacking in any way. I have a girlfriend, so I'm not just some loner that plays with Lego.
He's just a regular guy who happens to make a living playing with Legos. His office? The Legoland Discovery Center in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's part museum, part amusement park. Instead of filling out an employment application, Andrew submitted a stop animation video featuring a Lego catapult firing a boulder at a dragon. Johnson was chosen to battle other candidates in a 3-round build-off in front of an audience of kids and parents. There were complicated models like a life-size harp and French horn. Johnson impressed the judges during the Chicago-themed round with his recreation of the iconic Picasso sculpture that stands 50 feet tall in the city's Daily Plaza. Legoland operations manager Dave Specia says the competition was brutal.
It's a bit like Highlander. There can only be one.
Johnson didn't receive any formal training to get to this level. He played with his Legos like any other kid, and only reconnected with the bricks just a few years ago when he worked as a summer camp counselor. This spring, Johnson will graduate from DePaul University in Chicago with a degree in history and a minor in digital cinema.
The history and also the cinema aspects broadened my perspectives, and it's really good to have more than one viewpoint when working with Lego.
Johnson hopes to build on his background in digital cinema to introduce new programs, including stop-motion animation. That's an exciting prospect for his bosses, given the explosion in and popularity of stop-motion animation videos online. The YouTube videos feature Lego recreations of everything from OK Go music videos to scenes from Star Wars.
I'm going to be able to go out on the floor every day and see myself in every child that's out there. So they're going to be a constant reminder of why I'm here and how I got here, especially. So I don't think I'm ever going to lose that passion.
Even now that his hobby has become a full-time job.